Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts, Salsa, James.
And Jenna.
And James.
That was delightful.
Yeah, that was decent.
I was like, I think he's pushing the button. I'm going to say a thing.
All right. That was well timed. So we have a drink that was sent by a listener.
Ooh.
There are actually a few that I'm going to get caught up on.
Ooh.
But yeah, listener Bree Cecile sent us a...
Also our pseudo-nemesis.
Yes, pseudo-nemesis. Does that mean that she has tentacles? Or that...
What?
Or that she eats with her feet?
What?
I have no fucking idea.
No.
Where you're at, where you're coming from, where the fuck you went.
Pseudopod. It's a...
There was no pod anywhere. It was pseudo-nemesis.
Right.
There was no pod.
Right.
No pod. What the fuck?
I you hired him.
Anyway. she sent us a list of drinks.
I'm not done with this. What the fuck?
There's no...
No, there is no. What the fuck, James?
When Jenna said pseudo nemesis, I thought pseudo podcast nemesis, and then
went to pseudopod.
Pseudopod.
Oh my god.
I understand it now that he's explained.
Now I get it.
Now that there's been a half an hour lecture on the thought process behind what went into that.
She sent us an entire cocktails menu. For us to
what is the
try?
Wait, pause. No, I need to go back. So when you say pseudo podcast nemesis,
right?
Is she a nemesis of a pseudo podcast?
Oh,
right.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or is she a pseudo nemesis of podcast?
I think she's a pseudopod and a cast nemesis.
No.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right.
No, I prefer Jenna's.
Yeah.
Like a snail or yes. A
no,
slug.
No, she's a pseudo-podcast nemesis. Oh.
Yes. Yeah, I'm in. High five.
Because one can...
Get
one,
it.
Wait, is
get
that
it.
Just a podcast nemesis with admin rights that are temporary?
Oh my fucking God.
No.
James.
No, it's not.
James.
I'm going to no-butt this motherfucker.
Get out of my lab. Get out of my tech industry. Get the fuck out.
For the love of Christ, cocktails. What are the? Yeah. What is the theme?
The fuck
she,
are
sent
we
us a, she sent us a list of cocktails, and I have chosen one.
What
both.
Is there a theme to these cocktails? Or is
they
just...
are all from a given restaurant.
Okay.
Which was discussed on a recent episode of High Five Guys.
I see.
Yes.
Oh, is it the fancy one where they were fed?
Very.
Yes, I want to go there sometime.
So we, tonight, are drinking the Trailer Park Queen.
We just talked about how fancy it was, and the first cocktail is Trailer Park Queen.
My understanding is that they have food hanging off of the ceiling.
Yes, yeah.
There's a ham chandelier.
So this is the opposite of fancy, is what you're saying.
But it's apparently like incredibly good and super fancy. Like they'll do like some of that light and shit on fire stuff and like everything.
Chandelier.
No.
Hamdelier.
Okay.
You are incorrect.
Lighting,
according to High Five Guys, so maybe
I'll
you are right.
Yeah,
lighting shit on fire just sounds kind of trailer parky to me.
Well, we have, what is this called again?
This is the Trailer Park Queen.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
And this is sparkling wine, Saint Germain, and a lemon twist. But, in the absence of lemon twist, I gave two little squeezes of a lemon bottle.
Ooh, lemon
and,
squeeze.
So he is so English. Saint Germain.
Saint Germain?
How do you pronounce it?
Bagel.
That? the liqueur is Saint-Germain.
Oh, ah.
Wait,
it's
you
French.
Say it again.
is French. Oh, I'm sure that you know, Chip and various others could tell us exactly why. I'm not saying you're right, but it's not as bad as Saint Germain.
I believe that it is the long-standing position of this podcast in particular that cursed the French.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
Also, I am a capricious god.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
I just pictured you as a capri squeeze juice.
Just wearing, I'm just wearing
you're
Hawaiian
a
shorts.
Capri
yes.
Time.
Yes, a capri juice god.
Yeah, that seems right.
Yes. You know what? If I was going to be the god of something, capri juice, it could do worse.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Look,
the sword, the straw, it all makes sense now.
No, it absolutely does.
Yeah.
And every time somebody sucks one of those down and says, "God, that was good," I'm like, "You're welcome."
Yeah, all right. I'm accept
to let that
this.
One go, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've chosen barefoot.
Just crazy enough to be true.
Dear listeners, we now need a Capri Sun cocktail. Make that happen.
Oh
shit.
Fuck,
all right,
yes.
Post it in the comments.
What's happening? Yep. So I chose Moscato Spumante because I felt that the sweetness of a Moscato would help with the Saint Germain.
This is why he's allowed to say Saint Germain.
Yeah.
No, it's better. It's better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is an elderflower liqueur.
Yes.
Which is automatically going to make it amazing in my book.
I love elderflower.
Yeah.
Elderflower and champagne is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
Like, this is not my first time having a similar thing.
Let's give it a snort.
All right.
Oh, God. Ow. Don't do that.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Floral.
Wow.
Floral and bubbly.
Yeah.
I'm going to make these in a lot of different parties from now on.
Yeah.
Dude.
Wow.
This makes it extra fancy.
Holy shit.
Mm. You know, there's just not... There aren't enough parties where people just swill champagne anymore.
Well, it's because most affordable champagne, and even champagne that you can... that you cannot afford, it's usually real dry, and it's...
What you do... Get yourself a Moscato d'Asti.
Yeah, that's
not a Moscato Spumante, or a Moscato d'Asti.
All right.
Oh, okay.
They're very sweet, just like candy.
I suppose, yeah. Them.
I think and I should have a
reasonably
party.
Reasonably priced.
I want to have a party.
Okay.
That is fancy potluck.
Gatsby.
Ooh.
Gatsby party.
Potluck specifically, though.
Right.
It's got to be fancy, but potluck, because I'm not chilling out for that. But, like, somebody can bring the canapes, and somebody can bring a...
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, hors d'oeuvres.
All the frou-frou little...
And James can make these.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be making tiny meat pies. Tiny meat pies for this this work party on Friday.
Yeah?
Fun.
Tiny meat pies.
They just need everybody's swilling champagne while they're doing it.
I mean, it's not a bad plan.
Yeah.
My new team took me to dinner last night.
Ooh.
And they informed me that I was a few drinks behind. When I got there.
I see.
Oh.
Second. I was second to the restaurant, and I was informed that I was a few drinks behind.
They pre-gamed?
Nice.
Seems like, yeah.
It's always important to pre-game.
So, had a wild time with my new team, which is the same team, but now I'm permanent there.
You're not just hanging out on the bench like, can I... oh, thank God, he injured himself. Let me in.
Just some table scraps for me, sir.
I am going to only have to bring 2 meals to work next week.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Because I've got this training orientation thing on Tuesday and Wednesday, and they're going to feed me both days.
Oh, nice.
And then on Monday, we've got like the... Is it Monday? Or is it Monday? No, Tuesday, Monday. Thursday. Where is it? Yes. Thursday is two things. This is the pre-holiday company pays for breakfast.
Oh.
So from like 7:30 to 9, it's just like, free breakfast, come on, get it. And then later...
What degree of free breakfast are we discussing
here? I don't know. Mm. But so far, this company has not pulled punches.
Okay.
And then for lunch, we're doing... Our team is going out for lunch.
Hmm.
So like Monday and Friday are going to be the only days I have to worry about bringing food.
That's not a bad deal.
So, yeah, pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm. I don't ever worry about bringing food. I just eat at the cafeteria. Which, yesterday we had sushi.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm really excited because I think mine is going to have sushi in 2 days.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Our cafeteria is...
Did we all, level the fuck up in our jobs?
We did.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Like, I know I've been leveled for a little bit now, but, like... Now we're just talking about, I don't know if I'm going to have sushi this week. they might be bringing it in next week, though.
I could definitely eat in the cafeteria, but it's cheaper to bring food from home.
Yeah.
But even then, you get a pretty sizable chunk of food for like $6.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been working to winnow down the amount of money that I spend per day on food down to $14. Per day.
Nope, not it.
And so I'll usually get a $4, $5 breakfast, and then like a $3 to $4 lunch, which is usually like soup and some egg rolls or something. And the breakfast is pretty hearty. Kielbasa, eggs with meat and vegetables, and some hash browns.
Mm.
Like, they did a... During the training I did the other week that they paid for lunch, like, I got rice and, like, orange chicken and some, like, lo mein. And, you know, the little square, like, takeout box of things? It was full.
Yes.
Like, I could hardly finish it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Jesus, fuck.
And that's
a
lot.
And it was, like, $6.
Holy fuck.
I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I finished it, don't get me wrong.
Why doesn't this have a gasp button? God damn it. None of these work.
Just choose one at random and we'll assume it's gasping. Yeah, that's really close. Close enough. So there's that. But, yeah, so I've been budgeting $14 a day for non-podcast days and then putting in a little bit of money for booze and foods.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually, so for breakfast, I usually only get like a carb type thing, whether it's oatmeal or a bagel or a something.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get my smoothie.
Yeah.
Because they have a smoothie bar.
Yeah.
And also, I was encouraged to eat more fruits last time I went into the doctor, and I don't eat fruits, because I'm allergic to half of them.
Did you stop? Stop in the doorway and turn and go, is Dr. Pepper a fruit?
Oh, I mean, it's...
It's got pepper in the name.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a vegetable.
Yeah, there you go.
Doctor, it's clearly healthy.
Yeah, mm. Obviously.
Yeah.
But no, so, but that cost me, I think it's like $3 or $4. Maybe $3.
That's not terrible.
Lunch is where I pile it on.
Yeah.
'Cause then like in the evening, if I'm going out, I'm eating pretty hefty. If I'm not, then I have to convince myself to make food.
Mm-hmm.
And that may or may not happen with enthusiasm. Like, I'll definitely eat something, be it a microwave burrito or a fucking sandwich that I slap together awkwardly. But otherwise, no. I don't...
I do have to say that that is kind of a benefit of having children. Is even on those days where I just, like, I don't want to cook, I'm just like, but if I don't feed them, then I get, you know, a knock on the door, so I guess I have to do
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Like, oh. Well... yeah. Like, I don't breakfast much at all. I don't get hungry until, like, 9, maybe 10.
I'm fucking ravenous by 8.
My lunch schedule has been thrown in chaos. Because I asked James, I used to not eat lunch until like 2.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I would not breakfast. I would have lunch at 2, mm-hmm. and then I would have dinner at like 6.
Sure.
Now I'm having lunch at like 11:30 noon.
Yeah.
Which is way early for me.
Mm. Sure.
But apparently is normal for most people.
For a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's what I'm doing too, but that's also... Like, I start super early. Mm-hmm. I start between 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So if I have a noon lunch, and if I take a full hour, which, yeah, maybe, maybe not. But if I don't finish lunch until 1, then I've got 2 hours left before I go home, which is delightful. I can't take a lunch at 2. Because then I leave at 3.
Right.
It's a balancing act.
Not
wanting to work in the morning and not wanting to work in the afternoon.
No, yeah. I prefer taking my breaks as late as possible.
Agreed. 100%
because agreed. If you take lunch early, then you have to go back to work for a long time. But if you come back from break with only an hour and a half left in your day,
yeah,
you're just like, I feel good about that, you know?
Yeah. I usually do my breakfasty break type thing around 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been there for a couple of hours, and then I get lunch around 11:30 noon, and then I've got a couple hours left. So like I kind of space it out a little bit. Breakfast is only about 15. Lunch is half an hour to an hour. I don't really take like regular scheduled 15s throughout the day or anything like that.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
Walk for 5 minutes if I need to walk for five minutes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I go to the bathroom. I have my...
That's your lunchtime, right?
My morning constitutional. I have my evening constitutional. Good callback.
Mm.
And then I'll take an hour lunch.
I mentioned before how much being salaried now is messing with my head.
Yeah.
I was just talking with one of my coworkers about PTO.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, cause my daughter's like Christmas concert's coming up in a little bit and so I'll be gone for a couple hours in the morning one day. And I was like, you know, is this the kind of place where if you're gone a couple hours in the morning, they're like, man, it's PTO. Or are they just like, whatever, you showed up for that day, so get paid during the day. And he just looked at me and he's like, your salary, dude, who cares? Yeah.
Right.
Get your work done.
Yeah.
Although, I mean... salaried can be a little different here and there.
Yeah, no, it does, yeah.
Like, I need to log 40 hours. I should actually be logging closer to 45. I usually run around 42, and I'm fine with that, because that's the answer to life, the universe, and everything. it makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
But I need to log 40 hours. There's some caring... what times that I put in those 40 hours, but at the end of the week, if I've got 40 hours, I've got 40 hours, right? So, I mean, there is a little bit of that, but some places are just like, whatever. Is your work done? Yeah. Cool. Fuck it.
Well, and my team's the same way. At the end of the month, they all go through and assign 40 hours to various projects, and then they're done. But it sounds like in the coming year, my boss is like, we're going to get rid of that. There's no reason for us to log. We're not doing project work.
Right.
We're supporting things.
Yeah.
When things break, we fix them.
Uh-huh.
Logging project hours is stupid.
Well,
and nobody gives a shit, so why are we doing it?
I was actually tickled. Yesterday, I ran into a friend of mine who does theater stuff. But I ran into her... at the office, because the new building that I'm in also does a lot of the training.
Okay.
That happens. So she was there for a training course, and I was like, I didn't even, like, I think I knew in the back of my mind that you work for Optum, but I've never seen you in the past 5 years, so out it goes. But Anyway, so I got to have lunch with her before she got called away. But I was talking with her and one of her coworkers that was also there for training, and they're like, oh, we've been having problems with Scrum Masters. You know, like, we've had a new Scrum Master like every other month, and I swear to God, our team has done definitions of done like 15 times at this point. And I'm like, well, that's stupid. You don't go in to an established team and tell them how to team. You ask them how they're teaming and then see if there's things that you can or should improve on, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's,
yeah.
If the team's already there, don't fuck with it.
Right.
You go in, you ask questions, you figure out what may or may not be slowing the team down, what might be frustrating people, mm-hmm. what people love about the team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you adjust as necessary or even desired, depending on the team.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's, Agile is all about the team, right? Apparently the past like 50 Scrum Masters they've had have not been doing this.
Not figured that out.
I'm like, and they're talking with me. They're like, the problem is that, you know, they keep pushing Scrum on us, this whole Agile thing with the Scrum. And it's just, we're not a project team.
Right.
We're basically logging tickets. They just tend to take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I'd recommend doing Kanban. Like, Agile isn't just Scrum. It's just what a lot of people focus on the most, yeah. because blah, blah, blah,
it's
blah,
the,
blah, whatever.
It's a big name, yeah.
It's popular. I'm like, but if you did just a basic Kanban board where you're throwing up the issues mm-hmm. that are happening, what's in progress, what needs to happen,
mm-hmm.
Whomever can help adjust priority as necessary,
right.
whatever, then that sounds like it would be what's best for you. And they're like, you should come be our Scrum Master. And I was like, actually, I'm an RTE level, so I don't think y'all can afford me. Yeah. Sorry.
Also, I think I hear my goldfish calling. I'm just gonna.
Actually, I enjoy Scrum Master work, and I wouldn't have any problems with it. But I don't think they could afford me.
I keep mixing up Kanban and KonMari, and tacking my socks on the wall.
So anyway,
why? Why?
I just stopped listening to him a while ago.
I don't even understand that. I don't want to understand.
Which,
go, yes,
speaking
please.
Of which, a couple days ago, I'm in the office, and the guy who's sitting next to me, who's been training me, is talking with someone who discussing a thing.
Sure.
And I'm typing away and looking at my screen, and I look up at who he's talking to, and it's the guitarist for Fondazzi.
Are you fucking kidding me?
There's that.
And they're talking and they're talking, and I look up, but I have this shocked look on my face, and he looks up and he goes, "Hey, Salsa," and he continues talking. And I was just like, "What the fuck is going on?"
You just lost the Ford Prefect versus Zaphod Beeblebrock's cool off.
Anyway, no, he was so...
I mean, I know he does tech stuff.
He's a contractor, and this contract is actually up in just a couple weeks.
Okay.
Like, he's at the end of his stint here.
All right.
And then he'll be moving on, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we went out to lunch later that day, but it was like, where did you come from? Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather took me off guard. Exactly like that.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm really having fun with this sound machine.
Oh, yeah. We had a ton of that at work. I'm learning a lot. I'm getting there. I still feel...
With the sound machine or with work?
At work. I've been there almost a month now.
Mm.
Nice.
There's just so much. This company loves acronyms.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us
about it, yeah.
So fucking much.
Do you have an acronym cheat sheet or
I don't.
Or search?
I don't.
At Optum, we have a specific widget that is specifically just for Optum acronyms.
That seems like a great idea.
It's
because,
so handy.
My coworker was saying the person who I'm replacing, basically, who left a while ago, had a notebook and had stopped at 150 or so.
Oh, wow.
And it's not, and there's a lot of
you know, obviously there's a bunch of industry acronyms, but then this company itself, fucking everything is an acronym.
Build it. Build it. So. Build it. You'll be hailed as a hero, Salsa. Build a little acronym widget. It's just a tiny little you search
know,
thing.
The thing is most people know the acronyms. The thing I need to figure out and solve is how to define different ID numbers. Because there are 27,000 ID numbers that get attached to each ticket, and there's no standard naming convention for them.
Oh, wow. That seems like shit.
Fucking awful.
Well, then write the standard naming convention for them.
Yeah.
Write it.
But the thing is...
Set it.
We were discussing it today, and they were like, we understand your frustration with this. It confuses us, too. But the problem is the clients...
Mm-hmm.
Have what they call things.
Yeah.
You know, and they are huge companies. You
right.
know, are you and yeah. we've got, you know, Coca-Cola, Walmart. You know, you can't go to Coca-Cola and Walmart and say, no, you're using two different names for the same thing. One of you has to change it. Cause they're gonna look at you and say, fuck off. And so there's not much you can do about it. You know, you cannot force Walmart and Target to see eye to eye, you know? And so you just have to deal with things being called what they're called by whoever. And it's... that's half the fun of this job, is when they send you a number, you have to look at it and go, okay... What is this? Is this an ISA control number? Is this a BPID? Is this a BP tracking number, which is different than a BPID? Don't ask me how. I don't know the difference. Or is it a load number or a shipment number? Those are also different. Don't ask me how. I don't understand it. But it's just like...
And they also have BP as a client, and their IDs are...
The BPBPID?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, it's just the BPID.
Yeah.
But it has nothing to do...
With BPIDs.
With other people's BPIDs.
But then there's the carrier SCAC and this carrier ID, which are different somehow. I don't know.
Oh, sure.
it's all terribly confusing. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Did you donate today?
Yes.
You made a thank you.
Blood.
Yes.
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 To clarify for the listener.
No.
No, he didn't donate blood. He did their blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's important. I was walking past one of the windows and I saw that there was a Red Cross van outside and I was like, I'm going to go check the company calendar and see what the fuck is happening. And sure enough, blood drive. Mm-hmm. Walked down, signed up.
Did it.
Good for you.
Much appreciated.
Yes. The,
I will once again talk about how a blood transfusion saved my life. Mm-hmm. So, nor can I actually donate blood now because of that blood transfusion. Mm-hmm. But, appreciate it.
So, James is drained of blood. Have another drink.
Do it. Oh, God, you drove.
Oh, fuck. No.
This is probably why he ordered 18 million things at Burger King.
Oh
my God,
so
listeners.
Much sense suddenly.
Oh, my God, listeners. Oh. James and I stopped at Burger King on the way to AON Labs.
Make it about 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Yeah. I can do this in 5 minutes.
Okay.
I think.
Do it.
Burger King couldn't, but I can. So, it's fast food, right? It's fast food. Apparently, that's a relative term. We
shouldn't have ordered off the light menu.
Oh, God. Get out. No, don't leave. I need you to drive me home later.
Yeah, that's fair.
We get in line and it's not the longest line, but it's long-ish. There's like two cars in front of us, just to get to the ordering thing. So, yeah. And then, we go to order and James orders everything, cause he is a hungry grown boy. Yeah. And,
apparently also a vampire victim, but
whatever.
Like you do.
And we get to the window and James pays and then they're like, it's going to be a little bit on those tacos. Can you pull around and park? and we'll bring the food to you, which is a common enough thing.
Sure.
But they don't have any, like...
No.
Tacos?
This is where... Yeah, Burger King has tacos now.
Burger King has tacos?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're decent.
Do it up.
I have one. Do you want one?
You want to try it?
No, I ate already. Thank you, though.
Okay. Yeah. So they're like, yeah, pull around and park, and there's no, like, identifiable place that they would want us to be. So we just parked in front of a bunch of cars.
Yeah.
Because that seemed obvious. We're the assholes waiting for food. And then it took probably about 10 minutes.
Yeah, handily.
I think it was 10 minutes for them to get the food out to us. And James is like, should I go in? I'm like, I don't know.
I could park normally.
Weird.
Or if somebody comes out to move their car and we're in the way, we can, if they're like, could you move? We'll be like, could you go in and ask where our food is?
Right.
Yeah.
So then they brought out they brought out the bag, and I was like, that doesn't look right. Like, just looking at the bag, I was like, that's not enough food. Yeah. And sure enough, it was...
What the hell?
I would have been entertained, actually. I would have let him get away with that.
That would be an amazing April Fool's joke, by the way.
Yes.
If a Burger King just got a hold of a shit ton of McDonald's bags.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because half the people wouldn't notice at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. All right.
And the other half.
I got to go talk to somebody that manages. Anyway, so we looked through it and it wasn't accurate. So then James kindly went in, and I have no idea what happened while he was in there, but he didn't come out for another 15 minutes.
Blood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
you are cleaning this carpet, by the way.
I started messaging Salsa because we were like late already at that point. I was like, Captain's log. Private James has gone into the Burger King. just you know, a couple fun updates like that. James, what was the experience like inside the Burger King?
I went in and I was like, hey, we're missing like three things from our order. And the clerk was like, oh, no, that's okay. I'm going to tell the manager. And the manager came over and was like, what? And I was like, yeah, we were just at the window. We ordered this. And I held up the little bag of food and plunked it on the counter. They didn't even go through it. They were just like, right. Well, and in the meantime, like, five other customers went through the line, and they had, like, six people in the drive-thru line, six cars in the drive-thru line. They were fucking slammed.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I got it.
Yeah, I understood, but it was like...
Yeah, but she was like, okay, so in addition to the order of 10 nuggets and, you know, the rings and this other thing, is there anything that you want just, like, super quick that we could make for you right now while you're waiting? I'm like, no, but thank you. That's really, that's kind of, you don't want, like, a shake or anything? And I was like, no, it's fine. No, I'll hang out. I'll be a cool little Fonzie. I got some stuff to do. I got some work. So did stuff on my phone and took care of business. And they arrived with the bag. And the manager was super nice. She was just like, oh, hey, I know you said you didn't need anything, but we doubled your order of nuggets and upgraded your rings to a large. And this should be everything right here. And, like, shoved a little bag across the counter. And then just... Oh, well, yeah. All right.
And he just, here's half our till, just here.
Just,
like, we have lost all give a shit right here.
Tell this
probably.
She felt super bad, and I was like,
yeah.
It's honestly okay. Like, you're really busy right now.
You also, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Like, that manager lucked out because I'm pretty sure... You know, flip the coin a few more times. Yeah. It's not James. Yeah. It might be me on a bad day.
Oh. But also, that's just, like, of everything that has happened to me since 2:30 p.m. today, that was by far the most manageable and least terrifying and fucked up. So, I'm just...
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Should we?
Yes. I need to pee real bad. Could you smash the buttons.
Okay.
Yay!
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Complicated belches.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go up to the sex.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
James.
And I have a sound machine.
Oh, God.
Okay, the studio audience will stand down. We have a show to run here.
Aww. Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Dr. Nick.
Yes, Salsa.
What y'all been watching? What y'all been reading?
Oh, my God. Mandalorian.
Right.
Oh.
Fuck.
Fuck, yes. I don't want to do anything that's spoilery.
Yeah, no.
Although, if you haven't seen Baby Yoda yet, I don't know what rock you're living under. Baby Yoda's pretty adorable.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So to avoid spoilers, we'll gloss over that one.
Yeah. Okay.
A little bit.
But I do highly recommend.
Yeah.
Dear God.
Because it's already at episode...
Five.
Five.
Yep.
Out of nine?
Nine or ten.
Yeah.
Eight? Something like that.
Something like that. And I was talking
Things
with...
Things are getting pretty meaty.
Yeah. I was talking with Joe about it, because, surprise, guess who I was watching it with?
Weird.
But I think...
You were watching with Joe? Yay!
No, I'm good.
For real?
Yep, that happened.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he said something really good, which is you don't have to have seen Star Wars to enjoy The Mandalorian. It does stand alone fairly well.
Yeah.
But if you have seen Star Wars, there are a lot of fun little drops, and they don't smack you in the face with it.
Mm.
It's just like, oh, I recognize. Okay. Like,
I get the reference.
I understand this.
All right.
So, yeah. Also, rewatching Firefly.
Ooh. Huh.
Yes.
I see a parallel between those two.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been kind of nerding it out lately.
Hmm. Have you noticed that the ships look almost identical, except the Mandalorian's ship doesn't have a gooseneck?
I wasn't looking, but now I will.
Yeah.
If you guys were a Firefly character, which one would you be?
I know from prior discussions that I think of myself as being Wash.
I mean,
lucky, kind of dim, very silly.
You can be silly, but I and we did have this conversation. Mm. I think of you more as a shepherd book.
Hmm. I can see myself somewhere between Wash and Kaylee.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I can see that.
Huh. I would have put you between Jane and Simon.
Interesting.
I don't think I'm really a Simon.
No. Although I can see you being an accidental hero.
Simon is way too fussy. He's way too serious. He's
It's all that book learning.
Jane's temperament and casual morality with Simon's intelligence.
Book learning.
See, again, I can see where you're going with the Jane.
Yeah.
The what did you say? Casual.
Casual regard for morality.
There we go. Casual regard for morality.
Yeah.
But more coupled again with either Wash's silliness or.
Maybe just books, sort of stoicism.
I see that for you.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah, he doesn't see it at all. No, that's weird.
Well, he's an idiot.
Well, that's true.
Which helps support his wash theory, actually. Yeah. But,
So somewhere between book and wash. I see it.
All right.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would be pretty sure I'd be mostly Kaylee with a little bit of River.
Yeah.
I definitely see the river.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Because I'm crazy?
Because you're a badass who'll fuck someone up.
Yeah, I am.
Because you pick up sticks.
Yes.
That are occasionally sharp.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yep. But, like, I don't kick everybody's ass all the time.
No, not at all.
And I do tend to be more mechanical, analytical in certain things, but I'm not techie about it. I'm just casual. I'm like, nah, but the thing over there, you got to do the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe you're Kaylee and Zoe.
I've thought about that.
Because, like, people recognize Zoe's authority, and they just, when she's like, yeah, if you try that, I'm going to, you know, rip off your hand and feed it to you. And they just go, oh, well.
Then I'm not going to try
that. Then I won't do that.
I definitely see you having some Mal herding cats ability.
No, I said we're doing this. Why? Because I said we're doing this.
Right.
Shut it.
Do you want to be in charge? Yes.
Well you can't.
Possibly my favorite line from the whole movie.
Because I was watching it with Joe, I was like, Joe, I'm pretty sure you're Mal. And he's like, well, I kind of thought I was more washy. And I'm like, I think everybody thinks they're a little bit wash, which is fair. But there are certain expressions that Mal has made that I'm like, Joe, you do that. You've given me that argument before. That's you. You're the idiot that would think you're being honorable by, like, challenging somebody to a sword duel and then not knowing what the fuck to do for that. That's so you.
Or being like, it's only okay if I say it.
Mm.
That's definitely a Joe Yeism.
Yes and no.
Is he the kind of person who would wear a brown coat into a, what is it called? A reformation? No, not reformation.
Oh, yeah.
Unification bar?
Yep.
Yeah, that's
definitely
right.
He has said, jokingly,
he's an instigator.
God, I can't believe I voted for that asshole.
Oof.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
Like, because he's an instigator. Like, right. That's, you know. So yeah, no, I could totally see him wearing a brown coat into a unification bar.
Yeah. Yeah, when
on unification day, looking for a fight, honestly.
When you said that he's Mal, that it 100% checks out. Yeah,
but that's he's Mal.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly with Wash's dinosaurs, but other than that,
I'm gonna poke this bear.
I am.
Hey, bear, poke.
But yeah, there are certain expressions that Joe makes that I'm just like, that is so
Mal.
So Mal. Plus, you know, when he allows himself, he's got that bit of Southern going on, that way of talking.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jenna needs a moment.
Mm-hmm. But which one am I thinking of?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Porcano
los all. Yeah.
James, how about yourself?
Well, different from Jenna, I've been watching The Mandalorian. And also more terrible movies.
Oh, good.
Good bad movies? Or
Bryn was not sure if she had seen Mortal Kombat. We watched Mortal Kombat.
So bad movies.
Amazingly bad movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Movies that you watch and you go, how? How
why?
Did you even?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the best part about it is that is one of the more celebrated video game films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, they didn't just take all of the Mortal Kombat lore and throw it out the window. They kind of wiped their butt with it.
Well, I mean, what I will say that they did What I will say that they did accomplish with that is they had a video game that was about a bunch of, you know, kind of tropey characters fighting.
Yeah. And that's where the similarities end.
And real thin plot. And then the Mortal Kombat movie is, I want to say, almost entirely fighting. It's like two-thirds fight scenes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a very thin plot. And the plot matches. They threw in a little extra, you know, zhuzh with the Liu Kang watching his brother die and all of that. But it's still... I don't think was in the arcade game or the Genesis manual or anything like that, but it was kind of fine. It was a dramatic improvement over, I want to say, every video game movie that came before that. Jean-Claude Van Damme turned down the part of one of the lead roles in that in order to be in Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's better than Street. And she's starting to build like a hierarchy of, okay, Mortal Kombat is better than Street Fighter, and Street Fighter is better than Mario Brothers.
Oh, good.
And like,
that's accurate.
But James, Kong Fury.
Oh, it has to happen.
It's gotta happen.
Fuck.
Have you not seen?
No, I have.
Oh, no, but Bryn has probably not.
Well, and neither has Bree. there are a few people who have not seen Kung Fury.
Oh, that's a shame.
Was it Blood Rain?
Oh.
I have not.
I watched
I don't part even know what you're
that's
referencing.
That's an Uwe Boll joint.
Yeah, it was... it was... What's her name? Chris. She played the female Terminator.
Oh,
was not Famke Jensen. That's someone else.
No, it was.
Yeah.
What was her name?
That's a good question. No, but I watched a different Uwe Boll film all the way through, and like, people make fun of Michael Bay, but that's because. There's something there to make
Christina
fun of.
Christina Loken.
Oh.
Okay.
Nope. No idea.
Meatloaf was in that movie.
I watched... I want to say I watched like 15 minutes of it. It was on TV, and I just went, I don't think I want this. And
and then didn't.
I think I changed it to a Twilight Zone rerun or something.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. Oh no! It was Outer Limits because it was the one where the beautiful woman turns out to be a bee. She's like an evolved queen bee.
Okay.
And she's trying to invade humankind.
Huh.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
I have not seen the Warcraft movie.
It was a film.
I have not. I have not seen the Assassin's Creed movie.
There are people who like it. I'm not one of them, but there are there are people who like it. It's an okay movie, but and maybe because I don't love the video games.
Oh, Assassin's Creed is my jam.
Assassin's Creed sounds good. I haven't actually played it, but I've watched it play it, and I'm like, that looks like fun.
There are tons of things about it that I think are fucking awesome, and there are like game modes that I think would be really fucking cool. But I just
haven't played all of them, including some of the mobile ones.
Yeah.
Let me see what else. Prince of Persia. Saw that one.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Everybody gives that one shit.
It's
but
not.
I liked it.
It's not. Great, but it was good.
It's not a good movie, but it was a fun movie.
Yeah, it was pretty genuinely fine. And I mean that not in like the air quotes fine kind of way.
I
mean like actually a decent film.
Yeah, it was fine.
I'm not going to buy it on DVD, but I would watch it if it's on.
Did anybody see the new Tomb Raider?
I haven't yet. I have it available to me and I have not watched it yet. I just haven't gotten to it.
Resident Evil.
The first one was actually decent.
First one was good.
Yeah. Everyone after that was hot trash on fire. But
Ooh, Final Fantasy movie. That was
Which one? There were two.
The movie.
There were more than one movie?
There were two feature films. The first one was the...
Spirits Within.
Yeah, Spirits Within, which was, especially for its time, kind of a technological marvel.
It was technologically, yeah, but...
And
but
the story was extremely Final Fantasy.
I thought it was...
But everyone wanted it to be Final Fantasy VII, the movie, yeah. And it wasn't.
No, it was a new...
Aww.
And then when they had Final Fantasy VII, the movie, it was fucking good.
There's a Final Fantasy Advent VII
Children.
Movie?
Yeah. Advent Final Children's Fantasy VII, a... Advent Children.
Advent Children is a video game.
Yes, it's also a feature
really?
Film.
I
yes,
was not aware.
Starring all of the stars of Final Fantasy VII and continuing the storyline from the end of that game.
I was not aware.
Aww.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right. Thrilling. The action, the graphics are amazing. The action is stew-fucking-pendous.
Okay, so new plan.
Even if it's ridiculous.
Replay Final Fantasy VII,
uh-huh.
Then watch the movie.
Yeah.
So, guys, I'm going to watch it in June.
See, I've always been terrible at turn-based combat.
Mm.
Like really fucking bad at it, and I decided to get back into it and try and learn the skills mm-hmm. to play it because I watched Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, and I was like, you know, I as much as I know everything about the story and love the lore and that kind of stuff, I've never played through it, and I should.
Yeah.
So
Doom, anybody see that?
Doom was awful. Oh. It was the fuck.
What about Hitman?
That was my expectation.
I kind of enjoyed the Hitman movie.
Hitman was...
Again, it wasn't great, but it was fun.
It was fun. It captured very little of the video game. It was just basically like a spy heist.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
God, Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, yeah.
He was not a good...
Oh, I thought he was the perfect choice for like an action star. He's not... He's not an everyman.
No, and he was way too broody.
Right. I don't know.
He wasn't cold enough for me.
Yeah. Well, there's that. But like for that movie, if we're saying that it was like a decent film, I think he was a good choice for that movie, for that storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Sure. Anyway.
No, I...
That is by all means not a comprehensive list, but...
No.
But it is a list.
Yeah. Well, there's also Double Dragon.
Yep.
Which...
We're not going to talk about that one.
Fucking terrible. And Wing Commander, which was also...
Never saw it.
Stupendously bad.
Yeah?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I don't know how they managed to get more than one Mary Sue into the same film... But they did, and it was light on everything. It was just real. Fuck.
See, I'm just looking at this list, going really.
Yeah.
Especially the Rampage. That was another movie that I didn't
see. That
one
was fun.
Was it?
Yeah, it's a terrible movie, but it's fun to watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Upcoming, we've got Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to hate that.
I actually genuinely want to see it.
Yeah,
I do too, because yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog was my jam, and I'm so excited to hate it.
There is apparently a Monster Hunter film coming.
That could be really good.
Depending on, yeah.
Yeah.
There's an Uncharted movie coming.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
In December of next year. There is another Mortal Kombat movie in 2021.
Mortal Kombat!
There's a Minecraft movie in 2022.
Huh. Well,
there I mean, be. Whether some of these will actually be made and released is questionable.
Right.
Detective Pikachu was...
Yeah.
Like, actually a good movie.
Heard that.
Yeah.
I never saw it, but I heard that it was actually really good.
There is an untitled Gears of War film, untitled Mega Man film.
Oh,
ooh.
Fuck.
And an untitled Tetris film.
No, I want this.
Okay.
Because what I want is people having to dodge giant-ass Tetris bricks in Russia.
Or...
I want this.
I'm thinking robot jocks, but block stacking.
Oh.
It's an international competition to vie for territories, but with
maybe
some kind of like laser blocks.
Dun, dun, dun. No.
Right.
I want this to take place in Russia so that we can have the soundtrack be the Tetris theme song. Uh-huh. And I want giant ass blocks to just be like coming out of the sky.
Yeah.
People so, going like, ah! Yeah.
So like a cross between like Gundams and
with the colony
rollerball.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they're gonna fight for supremacy, and as they do really well in their opponent's home country, blocks will just fall from the sky.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God! I want
coverage.
This...
The blocks disappear.
But these are the dead blocks that you bomb your opponent with.
So if you get a row, then that row disappears from your place, but appears in your opponent's landscape.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the higher the combo score is on it, the more dead blocks appear.
Do 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 do.
So yeah, no, that's my prediction, is that it's robot jocks, but with big fuck off blocks.
I want to be able to kill Putin.
Do you think that they won't?
No, but like
with poutine.
Bah.
And poutine.
Ooh.
Poutine the cat.
Poutine, yeah.
No, poutine.
Poutine.
The Irish the potato booze. Liquor.
But also poutine.
There's just some dude licking potatoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you never been to Ireland?
No.
That's all they do.
It's weird of them.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's... All so right. Anyway.
I have been watching...
Oh. Yes?
Yeah.
I thought I saw binoculars in the dark. That's...
God, why at my house, though? Can't you go watch him at his house?
If I were there, I'm sure he would.
Well, all right, that's fair.
I recommend you go to YouTube.
I've never been.
I know. And
oh, hot takes.
And, no, and look up a British game show.
Sauce is recommending a British game show.
I know, right?
Yep.
Called Richard Osman's House of Games.
Oh, shit. Yes.
I know nothing about this.
What it
please.
Is...
Now I'm offended that neither of you have said anything earlier.
Richard Osman is a famous British personality.
Okay.
And he gets four celebrities...
All right.
...to come and play games.
Okay.
And... It's so much fun because the games are all party games.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike a real game show where everybody's serious about it, like they're legitimately trying to win.
Uh-huh.
But they're celebrities, so they don't need to, so they're having fun doing it and wisecracking and you know, having a good time. But
so it's like if Will Wheaton's Tabletop was
kind of it was
on
a game
BBC.
Show. Exactly.
Okay.
And so it's they're playing these games, and some of them are ridiculous. And like they
So when you say games, are we talking like Balderdash? Are we talking Cards Against Humanity?
No,
are we
so
talking
it's so
like
it's
war
trivia
okay.
games. Some a lot of it's trivia-ish,
okay.
But some of it's like they end the last game of every show is called Word Smash.
Okay.
And what they do is they have a picture of a person or a thing or something like that,
okay.
And then a description under it. And you have to take the name of the picture and the word that they're describing and mash them together. So, for example, they had a picture of Rihanna.
Okay.
The singer Rihanna. Yeah. And then underneath it said, this book by Tolstoy follows the blah 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 blah, mm-hmm. and so that's Anna Karenina. So the answer, what they have to say, is Rihanna Karenina.
Okay.
And so that is how Word Smash works. You take the two clues.
I think I've heard something similar on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
And it gets really ridiculous, really fast.
Okay.
Another game is Where Is Kazakhstan?
I have no idea.
And what they exactly
between
what they,
Russia and China?
No. So this is the game. They take a chunk of the map.
Okay.
Like they will. Here's a map of the British Isles.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were like, "What?" And every player has a tablet.
Okay.
And what they do is there's a trivia question. It's like, where is the highest point in, you know, Great Britain?
Yeah.
And what they have to do is with their tablet, they have to tap the map where they think the highest point in the British Isles is.
Okay.
And whoever's closest gets the point.
Ooh.
Nice.
So not only do they have to figure out what the highest point is, mm-hmm. then they have to go, where is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
They had one.
Like, you can know that it's Kilimanjaro if we were talking about the British Isles,
right?
And then,
but they had one of Asia, and they were like, you know, the tallest building in the world. Where is the tallest building in the world?
Sure.
And there were some people who were just like, I have no idea, and they were just somewhere in Russia. We don't know. Just
fucking. Oh God.
And some people were like, well, that's in Dubai.
Yeah.
Dubai is over
here? I wouldn't even tap it. I'd just put a little question mark where I think it's at and be like,
but it's,
so, little raised eyebrow emoji.
So that's another game. Mm-hmm. It's just trying to get as close as you can.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me of the John Oliver game that he plays against the audience functionally, where he's like, oh, yes, something, something, Kyrgyzstan or Tajikistan, and he goes, except this isn't Tajikistan, this is Tajikistan.
Yep.
Except that's not Tajikistan, that's the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
Except it isn't the Dead Sea.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the Black Sea, and this is this thing. Yeah.
There's another game that's played in pairs where they ask the question, and whoever rings in first, it's a two-word answer. And whoever rings in first can only say the first word. Mm. And their partner has to say the second word.
Shit.
And if their partner doesn't know the second word, then it passes to the other team.
Oh, fucking wow.
So one of them can know everything. Yeah. But if their partner doesn't know... And there's a couple of them where it was like, this is a name of a book by some... And the first person rings in.
The.
And their partner's like, I have no fucking idea.
At what point are you just like, ring the fuck in? Ring it, ring it, ring the goddamn bell.
Just say the.
Press the fucking buzzer. Yeah.
But it's just an absolute joy. But it's the same celebrities throughout the week.
That sounds amazing.
Okay. And so every day, at the end of the day, the person with the most points gets 4 points, and down 4, 3, 2, 1, and then every day at the end of the day, that's how many points they get. And then on Friday, it's double points.
Okay.
And then somebody wins the trophy at the end of the week. Whoever has the most points.
There's a trophy.
There's a trophy, but the trophy.
A trophy, but.
I want a trophy, but I've already
got
it.
Here's the thing: the trophy you win at the end of the week isn't even the best prize. The best prizes are at the end of every day. Whoever wins at the beginning of the day, at the beginning of, you know, when they're introducing the people, they say, here are today's prizes. And they're always different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're all branded Richard Osman's House of Games. But they are a smoking jacket, a toaster, a bread box, fingerless gloves, a cricket bat.
I want a cricket bat,
just,
you guys.
Like, ridiculous.
I want a fingerless
like
cricket
any,
bat.
Like any fucking random not like mugs or, you know, things like just weird shit. that they slap
rummage sale stuff.
Yeah, they slap their logo on that's there. Brilliant. And so the celebrity at
a
the end of the
stuffed
day,
bear.
You know, so at the end of the day, a celebrity is like, I want the fondue set. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know? Or the chef's apron or you know,
right.
Towel or bathrobe or whatever it is.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, and so it's just it's ridiculousness.
I am absolutely here for
so
it.
So good.
Well, because my bedtime habit recently has been watching a small number of Avatar episodes, but I've now watched all of them, so this would be a good thing. I've heard about this, and it may even have been you that was like, "There's this thing."
Yeah. Well, Richard Osman is also he's the fact checker on a show called Pointless.
Oh. Okay.
And that's an actual game show with actual contestants,
but no points.
And well, the thing is you're supposed to try to find the answer with the fewest points.
Yeah.
Kind of like golf in that respect.
Gotcha. Okay. You know? Nice.
You know, so, you know, and it's kind of a, it's similar to a Family Feud thing.
Sure.
Where they poll a bunch of people. And then you have to find the answers.
Okay.
But they will be like, we asked a whole bunch of people to name British prime ministers.
Okay.
And the thing is everybody can name Churchill, but the thing is all the people they poll, they're also going to say Churchill too.
Right.
So that's got a lot of point value.
Oh, shit.
And so you need to think of British prime ministers that nobody else is going to have said.
Mm.
Gotcha.
And the goal is to... And whichever team has the lower score, you know, wins that round. But if you find the answer that no one said, then you get, like, bonus points and stuff like that.
Bonus not points?
But
right.
I don't like that one as much.
Okay.
Because it's a legitimate game show with contestants who are actually trying to win money and they're serious about it.
Yeah.
I like this more because it's a lot sillier and they're actually playing games, but it's so much more lighthearted and
versus
silly.
Like Richard Ayoade and
Ayoade
and Noel
Fielding
dressing up as Jimmy Carr's podium and getting every question wrong hilariously.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If also
right, just like that.
Also, if you haven't seen Big Fat Quiz of Everything, you should.
Yeah.
That's what James is referencing, and Big Fat Quiz of Everything is the best.
It's real good.
Basically, British game shows are great.
Yeah.
So much. Anyway, that's what
we've talked a lot about this.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No worries.
Video game films, Mandalorian.
You were excited.
British quizzes.
Who else wants to say something? Sorry.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Firefly and Mandalorian's all I've been watching.
Cool.
So.
All right, we'll be right back.
Okay.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Bing. The little machine that goes bing.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And we have a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Wait a minute. Who does it come to us from?
We'll get there.
No, we get there. I want to push a button.
For those that don't know how this works, Fast Five is you send us two emails. The first one contains nothing but the choices, and the second one repeats those choices and then gives us context. Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
Wait.
Try to try!
Yay!
Try, 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 try!
I was just really excited when I found that button.
So good. So correct.
Troy says, happy holidays, Aproposters.
Aww. Ooh. Happy holidays.
You're a holiday.
I just finished watching the fourth season of She-Ra and the Princesses of Power.
Fuck. Oh, I'm so behind.
And I have questions.
Oh.
I mean.
About that or just for us?
I figured I'd inflict them upon you.
Oh, oh, God. Ooh.
Question number one.
That answered it.
Hmm.
Glimmer or Angela?
Glimmer.
Probably Glimmer.
Yeah, Glimmer.
I think I gotta go with Glimmer as well on this
one. Yeah. Like, speaking of body positivity.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Glimmer. Glimmer's awesome. And hilarious.
She's a little pushy.
Yeah.
Mildly bothersome for me. Mm. I like pushy.
But Angela's just kind of...
But yeah, Angela doesn't... There's a substance thing.
She's the foil. Like, I get it. But but Glimmer is a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Question number two. Bo or Scorpia?
Oh, shit. If it was anyone else, this would be so easy.
I know,
but
right?
It's Tiny Bo.
But it's, I know, Tiny Bo.
It's
oh, got to
be a Scorpia for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I think it might Pointy be Bo mom. For me.
The thing, Scorpia... is such an internal contradiction in me because she looks so terrifying and intimidating. She's got the but and yet she's like
she's so tender.
Exactly.
Yeah. All she wants is like affection and acceptance.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's amazing.
I'm just gonna go with Bo because Bo really pushes against gender normativity. Oh, yeah. Like, hardcore. Hmm. Like, when he went to the ball and he had to expose his tummy, I was just like, okay, I'm good.
All right, yeah.
No, I just, it would have been so easy to make Scorpia just dumb, you know, bruiser. Yeah. And
a star
so much more nuance.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Scorpia's great.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, they all are. That's the hard part.
I know, right?
I'll go with Pointy Mom.
Yeah. Bo.
All right, question number three.
Tiny Bo.
Oh, no.
Question number three. Damn it.
Yeah?
No, I Tiny Bo. Anyway, question number three. Entrapta?
Oh.
Yes.
Or She-Ra?
Entrapta. How? I mean, you guys, for me?
Yeah.
Entrapta. I don't understand the question.
I'm going to say Entrapta because... That's like the first time in any cartoon where I've seen someone who is truly chaotic neutral.
Yes. And I love it.
Just 100%. Just like, oh, this is my goal, and I don't really care.
Yeah, no, it's like I'm working for the Horde now. Who cares? They let me build stuff.
Yeah.
But they're being all supportive of my
work. Yeah, they're letting me do my thing, and I just I'm so distracted because I'm my brain's doing things. Ah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, she's great. That's not to say she
also Entrapta is kind of the perfect metaphor for how I hyper focus on stuff.
Mm. For me, Entrapta. Like,
yeah, I'm spare. Yeah.
I mean, that's really like all you need to say.
That's all I need.
Oh.
All right, question number three.
Four.
Yeah.
Math is hard.
Question number four. Cast a Spella.
Okay.
Or Shadow Weaver.
I'm not as familiar with Cast a Spella.
I'm not either. Yeah, I wonder if Cast a Spella doesn't play more of a part later.
Later series. Yeah.
Maybe. So we're like, you know, we're sitting back here at like two, maybe three or whatever.
I'm going
like,
to say...
I just because I'm more familiar, I got to go with Shadow Weaver.
I'm going to say Cast a Spell because I feel like Shadow Weaver is one of the few weaknesses in... Or something that I would consider to be a weakness in their writing.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because as complex and deep as most of their characters are, I just don't feel like...
Oh, that's fascinating to me.
I don't feel like it's there.
I disagree with you.
And you can. And
a lot.
Often do. And
I mean, my mom wasn't great. and so, like, the Catra Shadowweaver thing, like, there are some connecty points there for me.
Fair enough.
And, you know, but I do... Yeah, no, I feel like that there's definitely enough complexity there for me. Yeah.
I feel like there's not many characters that don't have a good level of complexity.
Right.
Maybe it's just... I don't...
Maybe you just don't like her, and that's fine.
Well, yeah. I don't. But also, I see what she's doing, and I understand what she's doing in, like, a gross way.
There's so much desire for validation.
Yeah.
In Shadow Weaver.
Yeah.
Like, she comes across as a badass, but at the end she just really wants to be noticed.
Right.
Like, a little bit.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Salsa, on your... Well, and just how much, if you are not shown certain, you know, like, types of support or type, you know, whatever, how that can affect your brain.
Sure.
And I fucking dig on that shit, yo. So fair now enough. You've actually convinced me for Shadow Weaver.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Question number 5. Mermista.
Okay.
And I can stop there because I know which one I'm going
for. All right.
Mermista or Perfuma?
Oh my god.
And it's got to be Mermista.
She's
just so dry.
Yeah.
And which is hilarious for a water.
Are yes. you like
princess?
Fix it or
Exactly. She's
whatever.
Exactly. She just cracks me up.
I mean there's something cuz they're both kind of tropey in their own way. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, the inner hippie in me is like Perfuma. Duh. Like, the idea of, like, all... Yeah, but...
I appreciate the comedy of Mermista.
I do, too. I think I have to go Mermista. She's the one I'd rather hang out with at a bar. Be the two of us hanging out silently judging everybody else. Or subtly not judging everybody. I mean, not out loud, but like to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
She reminds me of Aubrey Plaza a lot.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I can see that.
I don't understand, but okay.
It basically Mermista in human form.
Okay. Cool. Undo her. What?
Show you a picture, lady. You'll
yeah.
I'll all be right. Like, ow, her.
Troy to Troy ends this email by saying, I never know how to end the first email.
Oh, no.
Guess what? You did it!
Yeah.
Oh, was that it? Just ended it?
That's
yeah.
what
oh,
he
that's
says.
That's delightful.
Yeah, you've ended the first email.
You have successfully done it, so... All right. Okay. Welcome back, Apropostors.
Oh, thanks.
Yay. I'll skip the previously on and get right to the context.
Oh.
Question number 1, Glimmer or Angela, would you rather be able to teleport or to fly?
Teleport. I don't like the way changes in elevation fuck with my ear pressure, so I'll just teleport. And then I don't have to worry about the change. I can just be.
Flying.
I'm sure that'll work.
Right, but if you're flying, you're if you teleport, you're just instantly in a different pressure.
And I would rather have that than the inconsistency. Like, when I've been in a plane, accelerating or like going up and going down fucked with me. But being at a level was fine.
Right, but the sudden change in pressure, your ears
that'd probably
explode.
Be exciting. Well, I assume that's fixed with the teleportation.
Fair enough. Okay. I would do fly.
Otherwise, that's just not
a
good...
fly.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be more fun.
Also, teleportation is way more efficient.
But less fun.
I think
in
it's
my
fun.
Opinion.
in my opinion.
I would fuck with you too. I would, so yeah, hard.
You're right.
I would poof right there, like pull on your hair and poof back here.
No, but that's the thing is boom, it's done. Okay, you're done. Whereas flying, you're just like, I'm having a good time.
I don't have a good time.
I could.
She had a date like that once.
I could teleport to work.
Oh, God, yeah. I could sleep in.
Yes.
And then, like, just teleport and miss the commute entirely. Oh, bamf fuck over there. Yes.
Teleport to the store.
Oh, my God, yes.
Teleport
you're right. You've convinced me.
Mm-hmm. Teleport to a ramen shop across the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. No, that would, yeah.
Do you have to get a special visa for that?
No.
Only if they catch you.
You're not going through customs.
Mm. That's
fair.
You're not crossing a border.
That's fair. Huh. There's no cross. There just is.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Question number two. Bow or Scorpio? Which one is James more like?
Oh, God.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. I'm going to say Scorpio.
I think I got to go Scorpio for the reasons I actually said earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just
big but sweet on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinks he's all like Cly pointy, but he's not.
But he's just nougat center.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Nougat. And he will fucking mama you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I've had it happen.
It will mother people unbearably. Yeah.
I'm not good with that, so that was a little creepy. But I've experienced this.
Okay. Yeah.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Entrapta or She-Ra? Would you rather have prehensile hair?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not sure I need to continue because I think we've just hit it.
Yeah.
But for the sake of argument, would you rather have prehensile hair or always have perfect flowing hair, which is never in your way and looks like it's blowing in a gentle breeze? Prehensile.
Yeah. Right. Are you kidding me? If I could teleport and had prehensile hair, do you know how much trouble I'd get into?
It'd be you would be Nightcrawler, effectively. But
yes,
the tail is the tail right here.
Yeah.
Question number four.
Yeah.
Castispella or Shadow Weaver?
Okay.
Do you prefer straightforward stories, or do you prefer allegories, satires, and other forms of stories which obfuscate their true meanings?
Allegory.
Depends.
I like straightforward. Don't waste my time.
Depends. I think it depends on what you're trying to explain. I think a straightforward story can tell you a very specific thing. I think an allegory can evoke a specific mindset, which you can't grab through a straightforward. So it depends on what you're trying to get at.
I think allegory, because my first favorite stories were Aesop's Fables.
Mm-hmm.
Those were some of the first ones that I like read to myself.
Sure. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
All right. Question number five.
All right.
Mermista or Perfuma?
Okay.
Are you a pessimist or pragmatist, as my wife would say? Or an optimist?
I'm honestly not sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what second of the day is it?
I don't think I'm a pessimist, but I do think I'm a pragmatist.
Yeah.
I was just going to go with realist.
Realist is kind of where I'm... But I'm... I think I used to be a lot more pessimistic, and I'm trying to not be pessimistic, but I'm okay with being pragmatic.
I think I don't know that I've ever been like what somebody would say is optimistic.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have had more optimistic based behaviors. Like, when I go to build a team, I tend to trust in my team to get stuff done, and that can be considered a much more optimistic type behavior.
Sure.
Now, for me, it's about efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just calculating all the time.
Yeah.
Like, for me...
It's more pragmatic.
Which is, yeah, it's more pragmatic, but it's not... But I don't necessarily, like, yeah, I'm not like, yeah, everything's going to be fine. Dear God in heaven, no, it's my job to make sure it's fine, and I can't optimistic my way through that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a salesperson does. I'm not a salesperson. I'm a project manager.
Mm.
So, like, I have to be able to look at things and not be... I need to be able to do risk assessment. But yeah. If you start being all down about everything, too, mm-hmm. that's going to decrease productivity and morale. And mm-hmm. that's not going to get you anywhere either. So, no, I don't understand. I think is where I'm at.
I am going to switch to optimist.
Mm.
Because my motto is yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's that.
And I get that.
That is an optimistic nice. Word.
It is.
I'm like, well, we'll either get there or we won't. Come on, mm-hmm. let's try.
I think I'm landing on optimist because although I tend to be a person who sees all of the potential problems that could...
You like to see the good in everyone.
Well, I like to see the good in everyone, and I also believe that we yeah. can make things work.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we oh. can get through obstacles.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't.
Mm.
I think mm-hmm. sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. Like, straight up. It takes two to have a relationship, and sometimes yeah. the other person just can't meet you where you need to be met.
Or
vice versa.
Or more.
Well...
But then also... I guess
it's still very dependent on the individual relationships.
I know.
Let's
yeah, it is.
I know. I was just
and I wasn't meaning relationship as in like a romantic. I meant
I know. I was just being facetious.
Interpersonal blah blah blah.
Just me being.
God, you're a dick.
Uh huh. Uh huh. But an optimistic dick.
Mm.
Fair enough.
Troy wraps this up by saying, "For the honor of Grayskull."
Woo.
Try. If you would like to send in a fast five, send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but five choices. The second one, repeat those choices and then give us some context. As always, if you've never sent one in the past, yours will jump to the top of the queue. And if you bribe us somehow, we will always.
I like booze.
Yeah.
I like money.
Or you know, just get us a physical copy.
Dennis has taught us that we like
somehow
some booze.
Yes. Okay, I like most booze. I like yeah. many boozes.
Yeah, yeah.
I like all the monies.
You found a rock.
Who has a shout out?
Oh, I want to give a shout out. This is stupid. I want to give a shout out to this sound machine because it is making my fucking night tonight.
Excellent.
You guys.
Excellent.
Nothing stupid about that whatsoever.
I want to give a shout out to one of my partners, Bryn, my primary, who called to check how things were going today, and I was like kind of having a meltdown because fucking everything
went
badly. Yeah, yeah, basically,
mm-hmm.
from about 2:30 onward, everything just kind of was a clusterfuck, and she was like, this part's okay, I have a solution for this, and you know, we're gonna it's fine. Yeah
nice.
Yeah, so thanks to her.
I'm gonna push this button.
Fair enough.
Okay,
you're not wrong.
I'm gonna give a shout out to the Tooth Fairy.
That's because they didn't have the teeth sound
right.
Because now that I'm an adult, if there are children listening, to cover their ears.
Why?
Now that I'm
listening?
An adult, that's me.
What?
And we forgot.
Oh, son of a bitch!
It was Friday night, and it was a long week. We were tired.
Sure.
Tooth came out around dinner time. It was hours later when they went to bed. And daughter comes in on Saturday morning, holds up the bag with the tooth in it and says, the Tooth Fairy didn't come. And we were in damage control.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah, we fucked that one up.
But where did you have it exactly? Was it in the exact Tooth Fairy spot? Because she may have just missed looking at it.
No, the Tooth Fairy got stuck in a snowstorm and had to overnight at Santa's workshop. And by the way, Santa says hi.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Oh, god damn.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
was that you were Raiderly that came Raiderly up with it?
That was
Raiderly
that came up.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Kay. Yep.
But
got it.
Yeah. It was. Whew. So to all the parents out there who have ever had to deal with things like that, and then just had a really long week and still managed to remember to do that, good on you.
Yeah. I don't have a good sound effect for that one. Wait.
Fair enough.
Close.
All right.
Oh, and then Saturday was the day that her hockey team took their pictures.
Nice. Yes.
Oh, yeah, we got
giant
those pictures.
Giant grin with the... Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
James.
Yeah.
He just did one.
Bryn.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're fine.
it has been a long day.
It has.
Seriously, the Sound Machine boxes. Hands.
Who's got something to plug?
Oh my god, you guys. You're not going to believe it.
Fuck, all right.
Salsa has never heard of this.
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, take that, you fucker. It is An Honorable Life, a Star Trek fan production presented by Mounds Theater.
Oh, I've heard of that. You talk about it every week. You
fucking wow. Fucking...
Wow. Damn it. It's An Honorable Life, presented by Mounds Theater. We have three more weekends. I actually got to see it last weekend, opening night, and I got to sit next to the music director, Angela Fox, and we girl squeed through so much of it together. And like, there's one particular scene where like she did a specific music thing and I did a specific fight thing, and it looked amazing, and the audience clapped afterwards, and we were like, oh my god, we did it, you did it, no, you did it, oh my god, we did it. It was so fucking girly. Anyway, but yeah, so you have 3 more weeks left to go check that out.
I'm going.
There will be several people there on the 14th, so if that's a day you're planning to go, get your tickets now. General admission is, it says $18 if you get advance, $20 at the door, and VIP $35 seating up front at a table includes complimentary concession item.
Hot shit.
So you can get more information and reserve your tickets at moundstheatre.org.
.org. Yeah, sounds like a wild time.
Yeah, do that.
James?
The Fuck 2019 Vilification Tennis Show is coming up, and it sells out.
Yeah, it does.
We will be taking all of the best stuff from this year, and all of the worst stuff from this year.
Yep.
We're going to be throwing it into a blender and chugging it on stage. My favorite part about this is I get to watch this happen.
Oh, yeah?
I will be in the audience for this one.
What day is that?
This is the 29th,
I bet I'm out of town.
I believe.
I am out of town for that one.
I will double fucking check.
Yeah. Go for it.
The 27th.
Still out of town.
Yep. So, no, it's going to be an incredibly wild time, and it is an amazing way to flip the bird to the entire year and send it out with a bang.
Wait.
Yeah,
that was
just
a bang.
Like that. Yeah.
Okay. Sound machine makes me happy.
How you were going to use that. I'm really pleased.
Thank you.
Nice. Well done. Good work.
Thanks.
Auditions for Fearless Five Dreams
yes.
are this Thursday and next
Thursday.
Shit. Yep.
I believe all of these spots are signed up for. I don't think you can sign up for auditions, but you can always do a walk-in
Mm-hmm. Yep. It will happen that sometimes somebody has to drop last minute, or you might be waiting until 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But yeah. we'll take you.
Yeah. It's if you haven't signed up, you probably should have signed up earlier, but that doesn't mean that, you know,
you can still go look at the forum and see if there's a spot that's also missed.
That's definitely
possible.
But if you're willing to wait, possibly.
Or if you're a POC, have all of our POC slots filled up?
I think I thought I saw
the. I know it was getting close.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, yeah. That's deeply exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Next week is Double Blind.
Yep.
The final Double Blind of the year.
Oh, wow.
And I am going to be in that.
I'm
going to
be working box office for that. So I will not be at auditions on the 19th, but Salsa will. So, yeah, have fun with that.
That will be 2 days after my birthday.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Are we podcasting on your birthday next week?
We are.
Aw.
Yeah.
Salsa, we need to get party hats. But not like good ones.
No.
Like
shitty ones.
Shitty fucking
I think we still have
paper
some shit
stapled
from
together.
Our kids' birthday party upstairs.
Yes. Yes. Okay, this is happening.
As long as they won't miss it. Like or be upset, then yes.
No, make the kids cry, James.
Do it. No, why?
For your birthday.
Do it. I will have them come down here. I will make them leave their beds, come down here, point at you and cry.
That's not even a good birthday. Why?
Happy birthday.
What the fuck? What the fuck kind of birthday is that? All right.
All right. Anything else we done here?
I think that's it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much to everyone who's listening. Thank you to Troy to Troy for sending in that Fast Five.
Troy.
And on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, thank you so very much for listening. Eat the fucking cake.
Bye. I love you. Bye.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.